Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Lapho kungekho mbono khona, abantu bayadlubulunda, kepha ogcina umthetho ubusisiwe. Egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, ngiyabingelela sisangena kahle kakhulu, sicaphuna lawo mazwi encwadini yezaga 29 verse number 18. That is Proverbs 29 verse number 18. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. I am very much grateful ukuthi siphinde sihlangane kulolu suku lwanamuhla lapho khona ke esiyoqhubeka nesihloko sethu esithi building a godly family. NgokukaNkulunkulu ke webangcwele sibiziwe ukuthi ke we should replicate ourselves as much as we can, ukuthi we should and we must continue the legacy of Christianity. Ifanele ithathwe from one generation to another generation, njalo njalo. Kungabike ukuthi ukukholwa kwethu kuphelela kithi. Ngiyayikhumbula i-chain esiyifunda lapha ya encwadini ka 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 6, lapho khona uPaul ekhuluma noTimotheo ethi ngikhunjuzwe ukukholwa okwakukhona kugogo wakho kwaze kwadlulela nakuma wakho uEvnike kwaze kwafinyelela nakuwe. We are talking of how we can build a godly family to replicate what we had, to continue to keeping the same legacy. Not that uma sekudlula thina, then abantwana bethu basale beluvanzi, kodwa besale bemile kuso isisekelo sikaNkulunkulu esiqinile esinalolu phawu lokuthi bonke ababizi igama lakhe badede kukho konke okubonakala kukubi nokungcolileyo. Kanti ke uhlezi nomfundisi uMkwena Themba Abednego Mukwena. I am very much grateful webangcwele to be with you, and once again I'm working from my station ekhaya, so you might pick up some noises there and there. We have so many things around here, but we thank God ukuthi we singabazalwane abazwisisayo kakhulu. Kanti ke siya sathinta lapha ya iphuzu lethu lokuqala sathi a home or family is deliberately built. Sakuveza ke ukuthi akwenzeki ikhaya lime kungazange kwaba nabantu abahlose ukwenza leyo nkonzo. Kanti ke okwesibili ke ephuzwini esikulo sithi a family reflects on the builders. Kanti ke futhi sibuye safunda nencwadi kaTimotheo wokuqala isahluko sesithathu verses 1 to verse number 7. Kanti iproof text yethu noma the main book esikhulumela phezukwayo ileya etholakala encwadini Proverbs 24 verse 3 and verse number 4. Kanti ke sicaphune from the Amplified Bible lapho khona ithi through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Kanti ke ngesiZulu ithi indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha iqiniswe ngokuqonda. Amakamelo agcwaliswa ngokwazi ngayo yonke ingcebo enqabileyo nemnandi. That is the scripture esiye sangenisa ngaso. Kanti uma siye saqhubeka siye sabuka from the first book of Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to verse number 7, sagcizelela sabeka ukubaluleka kokuthi ke lesi sisekelo asingabhekwa only noma le proof lencwadi esikhothayo manje ayingabukwa nje kuthiwe incwadi elungele ukululeka abantu abazothatha ubufundisi noma abazoba ngamadikoni, kodwa ke siye sathi it is applicable to every person okholwayo. Ingakho ke siye sayifunda ithi likholekile lelizwi elithi Maumuntu efisa isikhundla sombonisi unxanela umsebenzi omuhle. Ngakho umbonisi umelwe abe ngongasolekiyo, indoda emfazi munye abe ngozikhuzayo, oqondileyo oziphatha ngokufanele, ongenisa izihambi, onesu lokufundisa, ongesilo ixhwele lewayini, ongesiso isilwi, kepha omnene ongaxabaniyo, onganxaneli imali, ophatha kahle indlu yakhe, abantwana bakhe bemthobela ngenhlonipho yonke. Kepha uma umuntu engakwazi ukuphatha owakhe umuzi, angaliphatha kanjani ibandla likaNkulunkulu na? Angabi ngosanda ukukholwa funa ngokukhukhumala ayele ekulahlweni kukaSathane. Kumelwe futhi ukuba abe nobufakazi obuhle kwabangaphandle, funa ayele esihlambeni nasesihibeni sikaSathane. Ilawo mazwi ke esiye sawacizelela sishaye ukuthi ke nakanjani, people who build a family, they are always reflecting to the outside world. People can quickly tell ukuthi what type of a family is this. Kanti ke we ended up by saying the way we are at home is actually the way we truly are. You know, lokhu esiyikho emakhaya ngaphandle kwezinto eziqhubekayo nezenzekayo, we always reflect the exact character esiyona. If you want to really know the people, you know, bakwaMkwena, it means you need to come and look where they live and get to understand the entire picture ukuthi are they truly Christians or they are just professing to be Christians yet they act opposite of what they are actually saying. Ingakho ke sithi our family is fairly true and accurate reflection of our doctrine, our wisdom or lack of it. It's either we lack the doctrine that we've been taught, or we lack the wisdom that we have been receiving from the scriptures, our everyday beliefs, practices and opinions. You know, uma ubheka impilo yethu in general, uma sisekhaya, ila obona khona ukholwa, ila obona khona ukungakholwa, ila obona khona ukuzenzisa, ila obona khona amakholwa eqiniso, ila obona khona ukuthi laba bantu bangabantu abaphila ngaphansi kwenkolelo yezwi likaNkulunkulu, noma laba bantu bayilolu hlobo lwabantu abalizwile izwi kodwa bayehluleka ukulenza. So uma kufika ke ekuthenini on a daily basis, what is, you know, influencing us? How do we make decisions? You know, what do we do? What are, you know, the opinions zonke zethu? Where do we base them? Do we base them on scriptures, on doctrines that we receive? Do we base them on what Christ has taught? You know, because we really need to reflect who we really are. So esikushoyo ke ukuthi ekhaya kula esikhona khona ukubona iqiniso lobuKristu kubazali babantwana, noma kubazali noma kubazalwane esihlanganyela nabo. So ke lokho esikushoyo ukuthi the family reflects the soundness and health of the relationship between husband and wife. Uyakhona ukubona ke ukuthi empilweni lo mama nalo baba baphethene kahle, bawuphethe kahle umuzi wabo, noma ke kukhona mhlambe la kulekha khona. You can always, you know, go on to pick up such things, especially when you approach a family setup. So ingakho sithi the family reflects the soundness and the health of the relationship. Ukuthi how deep are we rooted, you know, as a family in the word of God, and do we really follow the system ma uKristu ethi abayeni mabathande amakhosikazi as he did to the church, and then he also says to the women should submit to the husband as the church would normally do to Christ. So you get to see whether this scripture does live in this family, or it's a vice versa type of a situation where we are actually hearing, speaking, and doing all, but doing all in front of people so that they can actually see ukuthi, wow, how charismatic is this family. But in terms of the lifestyle, siyahluleka when it comes to that. So our family is a reflection of our own inner character flaws. Ukuthi-ke, what is it that is actually happening within? Ukhumbule lithi iBhayibheli, ngokugcwala kwenhliziyo umuntu uyaphimisela. Kanti amanye amazwi atholakala encwadini yezakha athi we are exactly what we are inside. Ngoba ingakho sithinta the part ukuthi we always reflect our own inner character flaws. Amaphutha wethu wonke asuka ngaphakathi automatically in our situation ngaphandle kokucabanga can quickly be detected by any person or can easily be seen, you know, can be visibly or be clearly seen by people. Ukuthi akayicabanganga, but this is who this person is. You know, in a home situation, you can even pick up the language, the use of language. Is it befitting a child of God, or it's just, you know, ukuthi ungumntwana uma ethandaza, ungumntwana uma ehlabelela, ungumntwana uma efunda izwi, ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu uma eshumayela, but uma esuke pulpit, they completely are a different person. Ingakho ke sithi we truly reflect our inner character flaws spontaneously. This is not something that we need to think about. When you wake somebody up, you know, you get to see ukuthi where their trust is, what is really happening in terms of this family. So we are actually saying here, every weakness the husband and wife possess is a reflection in their family in some manner. Kuyabonakala ukuthi whatever weakness esinayo within the family as a husband and a wife can be reflected in some manner. Ingabonakala ngandlela thile emndenini ukuthi wow, yes, we are children of God, but somewhere sisadinga umusa kaNkulunkulu ukuthi bese uyaqhubeka uyasisiza. Kanti ke, whatever qualities we are missing from our own characters or convictions, we cannot possibly pass down to our children too. So esikushoyela ukuthi the qualities esingenazo in our own character or convictions, asikwazi ukudlulisa into esinganayo. You can always give what you have. Lokho onganakho, you cannot give, but you always give what you have. So asikwazi ukuthi ke sithi singadlulisela some good qualities esinganazo to our children, or some bad qualities esinganazo to our children, but we can always pass down to our children whatever that we possess, as we have said earlier on, indicating ukuthi ke we possess and we also reflect, you know, some of our character flaws without even thinking. And we also, in our own right, have our weaknesses that are reflected in some manner within a family situation. So a family is only as strong as the two people. So amandla we family, ukuma we family, impumelelo ye family, it determinwa yilaba bantu ababili. It cannot go beyond what these people possess. It can only be what these people have. It can only be what these people have. So in other words, umdeni uba iloku esinakho, umdeni uba namandla kuloku esinamandla kukho. So a family is only as strong as the two people. Umdeni umiswa ngabantu ababili. So it can only be strong determined by the strengths zalaba bantu ababili uma behlangene, that is a man and a wife who created this family. So lokhu kubalulekile ke ukuthi you cannot find anything else. Ingakho sithi we can never pass qualities that we don't have to our children, but we can only pass the qualities that we possess to our children, simply because these are the qualities that we have as man and wife. So yingakho sithi the family can only be strong depending on the two people that made the family. So all in all, we can always say a reflection never lies. What are we saying here? You will never go into a mirror and then look into the mirror and see a different person. But the person that is actually standing in the mirror is the person that the mirror will reflect. So ingakho-ke sithi a reflection never lies. Ngamanye amagama, lokho esikubuka esibukweni sokomoya noma sempilo can always show us that who these people are actually. Are these people God-fearing people, or these people are just normal churchgoers, or these people are people who are trying to transcend, you know, into another realm of the spirit, or these people are just, you know, normal people who don't actually fear God. So in Akko City, a reflection never lies. It truly mirrors what actually exists. Iveza loko okukhona. So as we move on with this teaching, I believe ukuthi we are talking here on building a godly family. Sikhuluma ngokwakhiwa kwekhaya elimesabayo uNkulunkulu, ngoba asifuni ukuthi kwenzeke iphutha lokuthi kube yithina esimesabayo uNkulunkulu, kodwa when it comes to our children kubonakale izinto zingahambi kahle. A family full of weaknesses is a sure indication of predominating weaknesses with both parents themselves. It is never a one-sided affair. Akwenzeki ukuthi ke kuthiwa no, it's because of this person. Lokhu konke esichazile esikushilo ukuthi siyathanda ukuthi abantwana bethu sibashiye leligacy. So uma ngabe senze kahle kuzobonakala ebantwaneni. Uma singenzanga kahle still kuzobonakala ebantwaneni. Uma futhi konke la sifeyile khona angeke kube izizathu zokuthi kukanjani. Kuyoba imiphumela yokwehluleka kwethu njengabazali. So yingakho ke sigcizelela ukuthi passing a legacy to another, you know, generation, to keep the godliness flowing from one generation into another generation. So ikhoke sithi ke siqale sathi a reflection never lies. It truly mirrors what actually exists. Iveza lokho okukhona. So a family full of weaknesses is a sure indication. Any family that is full of weaknesses, egcwele ubuthakathaka, engana, you know, any move, ikhomba kona ukuthi ke kaninginingi iphethwe izinto ezibonakalayo ezizobuthakathaka ezikhona kubazali bobabili, ngoba lokho esikushoyo angeke kube yinto ethinta umuntu oyedwa, kodwa yinto ethinta abantu ababili. So a family full of weaknesses is a sure indication of predominating weaknesses with both parents themselves, not a one-sided affair. By the same token, a family full of strengths within the parents, it will always be shown in that manner. It will continue to be dominated by the strengths that it possesses. If a family is full of weaknesses, it will be, you know, dominated by the weaknesses. The continuation of the weaknesses will be reflected somehow into the children. Whatever strengths we possess, whatever strengths we have, the very strengths that we have will continue to dominate, you know, in our children. Weak parents do not produce strong children. Please note, that is important to take with you, ukuthi. Weak parents do not produce strong children. And truly, strong parents do not produce weak children. I believe as we go on, we will unpack what we are trying to say here ukuthi uma sithi abazali ababuthaka ngeke bakhiqize noma bazale abantwana abanamandla kanjalo nabazali abanamandla ngeke bakhiqize abantwana ababuthakathaka. We always give birth to what we always give birth to who we exactly are. As we have said, you know, masithintale liphuzu ukuthi we reflect what truly exists. Noma we mirror what actually exists. If it is weakness, it shall be seen in our children. If it is strength, it shall be seen in our children. Asime lapha ke webangcwele ngokuzayo bese siyaqhubeka fundisa umkwena uyanithanda nonke emakhaya uNkulunkulu abe nani egameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.